Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Thursday, October the 30th, 2025. Thanks for being here. A Thursday podcast today because I was in the Capitol yesterday with multiple committee hearings and other meetings and conversations. Appreciate your patience. Before we look at some headlines, let's look to the week ahead. Stay safe if you're doing anything Halloween related. And importantly, this Saturday, find a way to celebrate National Family Literacy Day. However you decide to celebrate, please celebrate responsibly. Today we dig into the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file for a few items. One is that our Attorney General here in Wisconsin is making headlines, national headlines. I'll let you decide if any publicity is good publicity. Next, we'll look at the couple of things I think are worth knowing from the Mountains of Numbers and the Marquette Law School poll, and we'll finish it up with a quote from the Founding Father that's most famous for what he did outside of politics. Make your guesses, and in the meantime, let's jump into some news together. Starting off, I feel like this story would qualify for the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file for multiple reasons. You may remember a couple years ago, you may not, the state of Wisconsin started demanding that a branch of Catholic Charity start paying unemployment taxes, which challenged its tax-exempt status. And I'm oversimplifying this to be quick, but Attorney Josh Call, in defending the state's actions, argued that they did so much secular work that they should be considered secular. Well, the Democrat-leaning Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled along party lines 4-3 to agree with Call. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court took up the case and unanimously 9-0 overturned the ruling, and here's where you can't make this stuff up. Sonia Sotomayor, who's considered a progressive liberal, wrote the opinion that roasted Call's argument and the Wisconsin Supreme Court decision. The Supreme Court said, among other things, that Call's argument was, quote, wrong for at least 10 reasons, unquote. Now, here's where I'll stop and I'll interpret what I think is his line of logic. I'm going to use DEI as an example. And argument against DEI is that there shouldn't be criteria that puts the thumb on the scale and gives preferential treatment based on non-merit related factors. Well, his argument is that the tax exempt status is discriminatory. Preferential treatment for religious based entities when you compare to non-religious based organizations. Well, that being said, luckily for us, Josh Call isn't done. In a recent brief to the courts, his opinion, representing the state of Wisconsin, is that, quote, discrimination is cured by restoring equal treatment in one of two ways, either by expanding the statutory exemption to groups like Catholic Charities, or else by eliminating it altogether, unquote. Brother, good luck if that's the hill you're looking to defend. Either give tax-exempt status to everybody or completely get rid of it altogether. I don't know. The U.S. Supreme Court already went scorched earth on that hill. That's your opinion. They did it once before, and looking to expand on that and actually double down is pretty fascinating. In other news, here are a couple examples showing that people are mostly checked out of politics right now. And the first one I thought was actually kind of funny. The federal government, it's a little background info, the shutdown actually started October 1st. So there was a poll done a couple weeks later over the 13th and 14th of October, were asking voters nationwide if the government shutdown has impacted their lives. 24% said it had no impact on their daily lives, and 28% said it has had hardly any impact. That's over 50%, and that's not even the best part. 26% weren't even asked because they didn't even know there was a government shutdown. That's pretty funny. That's the definition of it not impacting your life. Now, 2 weeks later, I'm willing to bet those numbers have moved a bit. In the governor's race, here's some numbers. 70% of Republicans and 81% of Democrats haven't made a choice on who they're voting for in the spring primaries. That's checked out also. The other noteworthy thing, and those numbers were from the Marquette Law School poll, the most important issue with independents right now is inflation and the economy. It's 10% higher than any other issue. The second highest is gun violence, actually. And in looking at the numbers, the level of concern for independents are only slightly off the numbers for Democrats, which may be the first hint at what direction the elections could potentially lean if the vote was held tomorrow. In other news, heads up that there is a bill in the Wisconsin legislature right now about wheel taxes. It proposes that any municipalities and counties that want to keep or implement a wheel tax would have to go to referendum and get approved on the ballot. It's fascinating because there are multiple Republican former mayors that are in the assembly. Some are for this law and some are against. And if you didn't know, revenue from a wheel tax must, according to the law, be used on something transportation related. And I believe most people are willing to pay for keeping up roads, but I also feel like most times they just show up and people don't know why or how the wheel tax is there and what the money's going for. Now, you know what wheel taxes are, and that this bill only has a slim chance of happening. For me, it's surprisingly interesting how many people aren't interested and how many lawmakers aren't interested in giving taxpayers an active voice in government taxation. Overall, these numbers are really small in the grand scheme of things, but the number of people that actually argue that this should be addressed by voting out board members that put the wheel tax in place instead of giving the vote on the ballot, which is, it's just, they want people to have a passive say in their taxation. It's so bad and so sad in a ton of ways of how taxpayers are treated. And so there you have it. It's a view into some of the bipartisan mindset in your state capital. And finally, I leave you with a quote from one of the most brilliant minds of founding fathers, Mr. Benjamin Franklin, who saw this moment we're in right now in government. He called it a long time ago when he said, quote, "When people find that they can vote themselves money, that will be the end of the republic," unquote. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every candy-loving corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.